Welcome to WordPress Tavern's Industry Night, where you get to pull up a chair and listen in on a conversation about plugins from the people who made them. Hi everybody, it's Marcus Couch. Welcome to Industry Night here on WP Tavern. Tonight we're engaged in conversation with Doug Carr, the creator of CircuPress. CircuPress is a plugin and third-party companion that lets you run all of your email campaigns and newsletters right in WordPress. So pull up a chair, grab a cold one, and join me in my conversation with Doug Carr from CircuPress. Was your background just basically in the email providing part, and then you got involved in WordPress, or did it?
No, I actually started my WordPress blog way back. I think it was like version 1.5, I think. So it was way back in the day. And in fact, Matt yelled at me once. That was my claim to fame with Matt, because I was one of the early guys that back then I had a pretty good following, and I took the Powered by WordPress off.
Oh no.
And he gave me a hard time about it, so I immediately put it back in, I've gone through a couple transformations with it. I took it from I had it on my own name, you know, domain, douglascarr.com, and then migrated over to Marketing Tech Blog probably about about 7 years ago. And so we've been growing ever since, doing really well, and we've done a bunch of different plugins ourselves that are pretty cool. We have a image rotator plugin that sidebar widget for people that want to put like logos in their site and rotate them and everything, and that's got a ton of downloads. And then we have one that it's really funny. I got to tell you, because almost we have like very little downloads. I think thousands on it, but we did one called Teleport, which literally is just you press W on your keyboard and it brings up a menu, you know, for you to edit or add or do whatever. And you'll have to download it, because it's a really cool little helpful, you know, we install it on all our client sites. So they'd say, hey, there's a problem with this page. So we go to that page and we click W-E and it opens up WordPress edit, you know, and it's right on the editor page.
And, wow, that's cool.
Yeah. And so we've done a bunch of different ones. And during that time, I worked for a ton of startups, including ExactTarget. And I counseled a couple other. Deliverr is actually a client of ours. They're a national email service provider. And then we helped Email Vision over in Europe and helped them get up and going. And we have another client that's a deliverability specialist. So I've been in this space now for about as long as I've had the Marketing Tech Blog up, for about 7 years, and I've just been really discouraged that email still isn't easy with WordPress.
You're right.
So, and then I think the last straw for us was when FeedBurner, you know, started saying that they were no longer going to, you know, do subscriptions. We finally said, you know what, we've got to build this, and we actually built the back end 3 years ago. For another platform, a real estate marketing platform. But we kept everything API driven, and we kept everything, you know, so that it could be easily integrated into other things. And once we had it scalable where we could, you know, we have it load balanced and can bring up servers and everything else, that's when we decided, okay, it's time to do a WordPress plugin and just come up with, you know, WordPress mail. And we wanted it to be nice and easy. I think we've still got to work some work to do there. But you can see that the foundation is there, and it's going to be a piece of cake for someone to, you know, as long as you're used to writing a blog post, you should be able to send an email with it.
That brings up a good question. So what kind of features are you thinking of down the road? Are there things that can take short codes and incorporate content within email blasts and such? I mean, so you can do pretty much anything that's that content. It just kind of wraps that HTML output, and that's what it fires off through the newsletter.
Yeah, right now, the way that we have it set up, I mean, I think the coolest features are that we have a daily digest and a weekly digest, and they're templates just like WordPress templates that you can open up and edit and customize. and they automatically send your mail out for you. They send out a daily digest if someone subscribed to that, or a mm-hmm. weekly digest, and you can turn those on and off if you don't even want to use them. But it's without any, you know, interaction whatsoever. It's yeah. once you set up your newsletter, you set it and forget it. All you do is write content, and we come and we check, is there any new content? Yes. Then grab that content and publish it in the email. Now, the mm-hmm. cool thing that we do on the backside that the other email guys don't do is things like iframes and embeds are typically lost in email content and even in RSS. They'll get filtered out. And so what we do is using YouTube, Vimeo, and we're working on SlideShare right now, is we literally go and take the screenshot of the video and overlay a, you know, a play button on it that'll open it up in a new window. So
yeah, that's on server side on your end, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we put it in there, and then we push the email back into WordPress as a custom post type email. So you can come back later and bring up that email out of your own system. Our goal is, and subscribers, we don't have synced yet with the back end, but our goal truly is to have everything within WordPress, where down the road we might even partner with other email service providers where they want to add on. Maybe you already have MailChimp and you want to just send out, or maybe you have ExactTarget or something and you just want to send out. And so the what we want to make sure is that you own the content, you own the subscribers, you own everything, you know, and that's the way WordPress was built originally, and that's, you know, that's the spirit that we want to keep going with. What is it
that? Now, that's in digest format. Does it also have the capacity to do, say, autoresponders and such?
Yeah, we're working on that right now. Right now there's no autoresponder, but we will have it. Okay. Like, we're working on a double opt-in basically as well. So that's under development right now, that, you know, if someone subscribes, you automatically send back either an opt-in message or a welcome message of some sort. And, and so those will be done fairly quickly, I think probably within the next month or so.
There's an interesting plugin. It's a poll kind of a plugin that my co-host John Overall just took a look at. And it was sort of, like, if you answered the poll or the quiz or whatever it was, A and D, then it took you to page F.
Oh, nice.
And I've always kind of wondered how that would go as far as emails and jumping into an autoresponder cycle as well, how that could, you know, that could work. So that's a pretty deadly mix when you combine it all within WordPress.
The other one that's out there that we want, even for ourselves, is a category-based one. So maybe you only want to subscribe to my analytics category on the Marketing Tech blog and only get those posts. Or maybe you want to go after analytics and social media, and that's it, and just get those posts. And so,
yeah, and custom post types would be a good one too. You know, just get custom post taxonomy and just, you know, particular fields equals,
yeah,
just fire it off to the newsletter.
Well, if you're good with WordPress templates, you can do that right now in it. You know, you could say, you know, I want to program this to a custom, because the loop is right in our template, you know, mm-hmm. so you could say, hey, I want to go after, you know, I have an events custom post template, and that's what I want to, you know, query every time, you know, an email goes or comes. And, sure. And so you could technically do that, you know, right now. It's just, we got to get people used to the templating, and we had to do some fun with the templating too, because the templates we actually push out to the WP uploads folder, rather mm-hmm. than having them in the plugin. And the reason why we did that is, well, what if you go and customize your template a bunch and then we update the plugin? You don't want to lose your template. So that took some finagling. We had to work with the WordPress folks to work around some of those issues.
Even like child templates, have you thought about doing that? I mean, as far as import-export, because I know that some plugins do that kind of thing where they have a sort of a child set that can be exported. But
yeah, it's everything honestly is possible right now, especially because mm-hmm. it's literally an API that drives all of this.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, the plugin is free. It's open source. people could download it and see exactly the calls we're making. There's a PHP class in there for our API. So people could literally use and abuse this, hopefully yeah. not the latter, as much as possible. The only thing we keep track on the CircuitPress side is we make sure that it's not a spammer, obviously. So we're mm-hmm. constantly monitoring people's, complaint rates and unsubscribe rates and bounce rates, and then we're monitoring the volume of email that they're sending out, and then we just adjust the price accordingly.
Gotcha. Well, I got to commend you. I really kind of think you're doing some groundbreaking stuff. You're the first of many, I'm sure, that are going to jump into this. I most recently, I guess, in this end of summer, it was all about passwordless logins. A lot of people were doing it from QR codes from their phone, where you take a picture of the screen and such. And you saw one really good one come out, and then, 10 trailed after it. So
Right.
That's what I'm afraid you're going to get, some guys that are going to be chasing your heels now that the news of what you're doing is such groundbreaking stuff coming out.
Oh, we know they're coming, and that's okay. I mean, our goal with this, quite honestly, was we were tired of spending a ton of money with these vendors and then having to do these, I would talk to my clients and they'd say, is there any way we can get the blog post into the email? I'd say, yeah. And then, the email service provider would charge them for API access. And then,
right.
And then they'd charge them for service whenever we had a question regarding it. Then they charged them per call or volumes or whatever. And it just turned into every single one was a custom customization, and it cost tens of thousands of dollars, to do. And now they weren't done yet, because now they still had to go make an email in another system, still had to go have someone click publish, still had to go, do all this hard work. And so we wanted to just make it that a mom and pop, if you're just starting out and you don't have a developer, you want to just add a nice newsletter to your WordPress, you can do it. And there was some other ones out there, like if you get a chance, you can check out SendPress.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah, and that's nice, but it's still, you're working with three systems then. You're going to work with SendPress and Amazon or Mandrill, and then WordPress. And you're still going to be working within these different systems. And we wanted it to where, hey, you know what? It's hard enough to get someone to write a blog post. We wanted it to where if they wrote a blog post, an email could go out.
What's on the horizon? What's on kind of back burner plans for it? Without revealing too much, obviously, but where do you think it's going to go?
We're really open about this, and I'm being honest about that. Is I think the first step for us is we're giving away free trials today of 30 days, and the reason why we're doing that mm-hmm. is because we know we're going to identify some bugs in the system. We know that our templating, we've got to clean it up a little bit to make it easier for people. And you know that, anybody who's
sure,
messed
yeah.
with a WordPress template has a tough time. And so we're doing some neat stuff there where we're auto detecting, locations in the template and then dynamically generating a page where people can update images and do things like that. And and so the templating part is one that we really are focused on right now, just everything to make it easy to send an email. And then I think after that, you're probably going to see category specific, content so that you can send out, more dynamic mm-hmm. emails. I think we're going to have a dynamic template where you can, set up multiple sidebars, maybe it's a header area, footer area, and so that you can adjust it with maybe different ads and different things. I forgot to say one of the other really cool, features that we have built in right now is we made the sign-up form totally integrated and it's yeah. Ajax driven. So it's, you can either select a sidebar widget and just drag it over and you can have a horizontal or a vertical layout for it. And or the template functions are there to embed it in your template, or we have the short code to inject it in your content. So we mm-hmm. we did some cool, some cool work there too. But everything is going to be focused on making it easier to send, to send the emails for people so that they don't have to manage all these integrations in multiple systems.
Yeah, and I'll tell you just from my own perspective on integrating this myself and a lot of the other kind of pro guys that I deal with, and probably yourself as well, are gravity forms nuts.
I love it. Yeah.
We're going to try and screw those things together and you know, make them happen.
We already started looking at how we could detect their class being loaded and just add the buttons, you know. And
beautiful.
So it won't even be like a gravity forms add-on. It'll just be a, hey, if circuit press is loaded and gravity forms is loaded, you know, those buttons for the subscription are going to be there. We're gravity forms nuts too. I was an early I don't even know if I can tell people this, but you know, I bought the developer license way back when.
Yeah.
And so we've done some crazy fun things with gravity forms. It's a good plugin.
Yeah, it's the conditional aspect of it is great, and combined with what you have where they can basically subscribe, you know, based on what category of content it is, those kinds of check boxes, you know, yeah, and the values they get passed through are going to be some pretty valuable tools for a lot of marketers and content creators out there.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the other one too is, you know, you've got some advanced listeners too. If you guys want to do a trial and you guys want to review the code and give us mm-hmm. tips and tricks and everything else, I think we're fairly competent developers on this, but mm-hmm. we worked a lot on the back end. The back end is just where we spent 99% of our time. And the plugin was, you know, that's what we did last to go live. And so we'd love everybody's input on, you know, hey, you could do this, you could do that, you missed something here, you did something there. We've talked to, you know, like Juice DeValk and we've talked to a couple of the developers at Word, you know, at Automatic and stuff. Mm-hmm. And we've told everybody that. So what I don't want is people going in there that are really, really great programmers and saying, oh my God, this thing is crap. Let us know. We just launched it. We're going to make it better, you know?
Yeah, like I say about the shows, you know, that I'm involved in, if you think what I'm doing is crap, make one. You know, it's open source, man. Rip my code apart. You know, go for it. Let's see what you can make. And that's the beautiful thing about WordPress, is we can continually stack upon each other's ideas like that.
Yeah, I've sent code fixes to tons of different plugin people and they've, you know, they've added it and stuff, and we love doing that. We love giving back to the community. It's given us a lot, you know.
All right, well, thanks for taking some time with me, Doug, and where can they find you and find the plugin and all the information?
circupress.com, that's circupress.com. And they can follow me on, if they follow, I'm monitoring all of the CircuitPress channels across, you know, Google, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. But I'm Douglas Carr, DouglasKarr. Some people might know me because I wrote the Corporate Blogging for Dummies book, too. So
you're to blame. All the interns, I'll just read that and thought they could be social media experts, right?
That's fantastic.
Well, thanks for taking time with me, Doug. I totally appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, Marcus.